Blog Talk Radio.
We cannot see in the future. We cannot see through dark clouds. We cannot see through heartaches, but we can walk on. Yeah, that day. Yeah, walk on by faith. He said, I said, we cannot see in the future. We cannot see through dark clouds. We cannot see through heartaches, but we can walk on by faith. Walk on by faith. We cannot see through teardrops, and it's hard to smile through trials. Yeah, we cannot see every pitfall, but we can walk on. Oh, by faith. Welcome by faith. Oh, on Monday, walk on. On Tuesday, walk on. Let Jesus be your guide, for he is able to carry your load. behold, for he can see way down the road. So walk on, by faith each day. Yes, walk on by faith each day. Oh, on a Monday, he'll walk on. On Tuesday, you walk on. Yeah, let Jesus be your God, for he's able to carry your load, for he can see way down the road. So you just walk on. Yes, walk on. Walk on by faith. Walk on by faith each day. Hallelujah. 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 God can, hallelujah, he can carry our load, and he can see way down the road. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we just walk on by faith each day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes. I know somehow. I know some way. We're gonna make it. And no matter what the test, whatever comes our way, yes, we're gonna make it. Jesus. You with Jesus on outside. Things will work out fine. Yes, we're gonna make it. We're gonna make it. I said, I know. Check yourself and say, I know somehow. I know some way. Oh, we are. We're gonna make it. And no matter what the chances, whatever comes our way, we're gonna make it. Why? With Jesus on outside, everything will work out fine. Yes, we're gonna make it. We are going. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We are gonna. We're gonna make it. We're gonna make it. We're gonna make it. We're gonna make it with Jesus on our side. We're gonna make it. Good evening. You are listening to Just Show Up Outreach Ministries. Amen. We just thank you all. Amen for coming. Oh God, we just bless. Amen. As the dashboard lights up, we're just so excited. Amen to what God is doing. Amen. First time callers, call again. Amen. We are so honored and so blessed to have you come and partake with us, Just Show Up Outreach Ministries. Amen. I am yours truly, Evangelist Lady Alford, and along with my husband, Mr. L.C. Alford. Amen. Inspiring missionary, Shirley Hilton. Amen. I hope she'll be with us today. If not, we have to understand that young people will be young people, and you just continue to pray for them. Amen. Just Show Up Outreach Ministries reaching out. Amen. To the lost, outcast, hurting, lonely, oppressed, depressed, whatever the problem may be. Offering God's gift of love as Jesus did for the Samaritan woman. Amen. Jesus, knowing her condition, he knowing her state of mind, knowing her feelings, her cry. Amen. Being considered outcast. Amen. They tell me that in that day they went as low as to call them dogs. Amen. But we just thank God that whatever state that we're in, whatever condition that we're in, we thank God for Jesus. Amen. He's still offering. Amen. He's still offering. Amen. He's still offering his precious Holy Spirit. He's still reaching out to us. Amen. He's ready to pick us up and turn us around and place our feet on solid ground. Amen, amen. That we too will go running like the Samaritan woman in Bashana, running through the town, saying, come see a man. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And that's what it's all about. Amen. Witnessing for Jesus, what he has done for us. Come see a man. My God, my God. Amen, amen. We just thank you once again. And we're going to turn you over now to Minister LC and let him come forth with our introduction, with our devotional. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Give it honor today to our Lord and Savior and to my beloved wife and to the program that we're having tonight is just show up and God will do the rest. If you please, I would like to share just a few verses from the 95th division of Psalms. It reads, oh, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence. Oh, yes, Lord. With thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is great and great King above all kings, all gods. In his hand are the depths, deep places of the earth, and the strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he that made it, and his hand formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God. And we are the people of his pasture. I shared tonight the seven verses of the 95th division of Psalms. Thank God for the readers. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for watching over us. The Lord, you touched us this morning with your same mercy. Our eyes came open, and we were blessed to see a new day. One, Lord, that we have never seen before. Realizing, Lord, that we still was closed with our right mind, even with a portion of our health and strength. And as we traveled to and for today, Lord, you kept us small during our day. Now, Lord, we come tonight to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that you so well deserve. Thank you, my Lord Jesus. Thank you for my family tonight, Lord. So I'm just scattered abroad to and for, Lord, but I'm trusting, Lord, that you will keep them under your wings. Oh, Lord, these blessings are all of us. We ask in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen.
Amen. You, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you. You, Lord, thank you, you, Lord, thank you, you, Lord, and I just want to say you, Lord. Amen. 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 At this time, we are called for the children's corner.
Yes.
Amen, amen. We are called for the children's corner, if there be any children. Amen, amen. But you, let me know if they have any children on the line at this time. Any children come forth at this time. Amen, amen. Then we'll just move right along. Amen. I was informed that some of the children wouldn't be with us today, but so far we don't have any coming forth, but we're going to move right along, and we're going to ask who are the adults on the line. That would like to make a presentation on today, you may announce yourself at this time. Praise God. Hello?
Hello, Sister Vivian is here.
Okay, Sister Vivian. Okay, anyone else?
Mother Coward.
Mother Coward, amen. Anyone
Sister
else?
Ada.
Oh.
Sister Ada Nelson.
And Sister Sharon Richardson.
Sister Ada.
Okay. Sister Sharon Richardson.
Richardson, amen, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, so I have Minister Vivian. I have Mother Colbert. Amen. And Minister Ada, Minister Richardson. Amen, amen. Anyone else at this time? Amen. Well, we'll ask you to come in that order. We'll ask you to come in. I had a song I wanted to sing first, and it goes like this. I want to sing this one first. Then we have Minister Vivian Mother Coward and Minister Ader and Minister Richardson. Amen. This song, I don't know, it's just repeating that I was singing. But this is what we really pray for. Amen. Well, I praise the Lord. I pray we'll all be ready. I pray you will all be ready for his return. I pray that we'll get our business straight so we can all meet at the gate. We'll all be ready for his return. Two men walking by the road, one of them had a heart as pure as gold. The sky was split and the peering heart was raptured away. But the other one that was left behind did not purge his heart in time. He cried unto the Lord, but for him it was too late. Oh, I pray we'll all be ready. Mm-hmm. I pray we'll all be ready. I pray we'll all be ready for his return. I pray that we'll get out business straight so that we can all get gay.
I pray we'll all be ready for his return. Man and wife in their bed, one of them by the Spirit led. The rapture came and took that one away. But the other one rose the next day and found their loved one raptured away. Oh, what a way to the one you love. I pray you will all be ready for his return. Oh, I pray we'll all be ready. I pray we'll all be ready. I pray we'll all be ready for his return. I pray that we can all be in this praise so that we can all be that today. I pray Lord, or be ready for his return. One more verse that mama and children in the mall. The mama heard the master's call. She was swept into the by and by. Boy, it's hard to rely on your mother's prayer. Oh, why your mother is no longer there. Learn how to pray. Learn how to pray while you still have time. Yeah, I pray you will all be ready. My Lord, I pray, Lord, be ready. I pray we'll all be ready for his return. I pray that we will get our business straight so we can all meet at the gate. I pray you will all be ready for his return. Oh, I pray that we all be ready. Everyone in the service tonight. Oh, I pray we all be ready. Oh, yeah. I pray that we'll give our hearts a search so we won't be playing church. I pray that we'll get down on our knees so that the Lord can wash us clean. I pray that we'll all be ready for his return. My God, my God, we want to be ready.
Amen.
For his return. Amen, amen, amen. They come in that order. Amen.
Praise God, praise God. Thank God. Hallelujah. And I'll say yes. Hallelujah. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. And I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord. I will trust you and obey. And when your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Father God, tonight, God, as we have heard these two songs go forth, God, Lord, we want to hear you say, well done, one day, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Come, let me make you ruler over many. Father, we want to hear your call, the voice of the Father, calling his children. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord God. We are waiting for your return. Hallelujah. We pray that all hearts, oh God, is towards you, Father God, meditating upon you, seeking your face, oh God. Oh God, trusting in you, God. Oh God, laying it all on the altar, bringing it to you, God. Oh God, which no one else can do but you, Lord God. God, oh Father, we are praying tonight, God. All our sisters and brothers that are hurting, oh God, in the storm, God, every hurt, oh God, is just to make them stronger, oh God. If their faith is in you and you are in them, God, oh, God, that no weapon that's formed going to, oh, God, will prosper against them. God, just build them up in their most holy faith, God, all in Florida, all the way up to where the storm must end. Oh, Father God, you know what was going to happen, God, and if there's none saved, God, Father, draw them to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, oh God, this is just a teaching. This is just a trial we're going through down here, oh Father God. And you said we will have trials and tribulation, oh God, but you told us to be of good cheer. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Father God. This road that we travel on, God, hallelujah, it may get a little rocky sometimes. It may get a little hurt. It may get a little tiresome. But, oh, Father God, our faith, oh, God, is in you. Help us, oh, God, to carry out, oh, God, the plan and the purpose you have for us, oh, God, that we won't lean to the right nor to the left, oh, God, but keep our eyes fixed upon you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, oh, God. Hallelujah. Continue to pour out your blessing upon this ministry, oh, God, that they shall go forth in your name, oh, God, and proclaim the goodness of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Another caller.
Praise the Lord, Swain. I just want to give honor to the Lord who has held on my life. Thank you how you're watching on me all across the day. I thank the Lord blessing me to get on this program once more again. I want to thank the Lord for Minister Hoffman and Brady. I just want to say, Lord, I thank you. And I just want to say, tell you all that keep up the good work, because the Lord ain't through with us here. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Minister Hader.
God bless you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being God all by yourself, doing for us what we are unable to do for ourselves, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your new mercy and your new grace this day in Jesus' name. We thank you and we praise you and we glorify you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being just such a wonderful God to us. We just thank you and we praise you. We glorify you, we magnify you, and we love you, Lord. Heavenly Father, I thank you for my healing. I thank you for my deliverance. I thank you for making me whole, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for healing of cancer in Jesus' mighty, mighty name. And God, just like you healed me, you could heal anyone else who's suffering from any type of illness, Lord, in Jesus' name. We just thank you and we praise you and we glorify you, Lord, because, God, you have no respect of person. If you healed me, you could heal them. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name, God, we thank you, Lord, for complete healing, complete restoration, complete wholeness in my body, in Jesus' mighty, mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And God, I just lift up everyone that's under the sound of my voice, thanking you and praising you for them, Lord, and all of the blessings that you've already blessed them, Lord. And God, we thank you, Lord, for favor, uncommon favor with all of us, Lord, and everything that the devil has stolen from us, God. We thank you and we praise you that you will return it 100-fold. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you and we glorify you. Just such a wonderful God, and there is no other like you. And I just love you, I love you, I love you. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name, amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Minister Richardson. Thank you, Father.
Good evening, everyone. I will be reading Psalms 100. Can you hear me, Evangelist?
Yes, ma'am. Hear you well.
Okay. I will be reading Psalms 100, verse 1, read as follows. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness. Come up for his presence with singing. Verse 3, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. And bless his name. Verse 5 and last. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endures to all generations. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you for this day. For this is the day that you, the Lord God, has made. I will rejoice and be glad in Heavenly Father. Thank you for the ones that's on the line. I should bless them and their family and loved ones. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I lift them up to you right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Sister Alfred and her husband, Brother L.C. Lord God, thank you for what they are doing for you, Lord God. Thank you for Minister Vivian. Lord God, I ask you to bless them in a mighty way in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the children, even though they're not on the line tonight. Excuse me. Thank you for the children, Lord God. Thank you for keeping them covered with your precious blood and the anointed oil of the Holy Spirit. Father God, and we will be so careful to give you all the praise and all the honor. In Jesus' blessed wonderful name, I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you all. Thank you all. Amen, amen. Thank you, Father. Amen, amen. Do we have anyone else that would like to make a presentation at this time? You may come forward.
Yes, I would like to say something.
Oh, come forward.
Okay. They have told me on yesterday that I will have to get the defibrillator put in. So I'm going to talk to the doctor that's going to do it. I talked to Pastor Sarah today. He prayed for me. So I'm just going in Jesus' name, and I'll come out as pure gold. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I lift Minister Richardson up in prayer. Amen. Amen. Thank God, amen, that he has already set in place the things that we need, amen, amen, to help us get through this journey. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Is there anyone else that would like to make a presentation at this time? Amen, amen. Anyone else? I'd like to make a presentation at this time.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? This
yes.
is Mother Wynn.
Yes, come on, Mother. Yes, ma'am.
You could hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I thought someone else was speaking. I just thank God for another time, another opportunity the Lord has blessed us to come together. Amen. To bless him and to bless one another. I thank God for what I've heard. And I'm going to read this scripture coming from Psalms 26. It said, judge me. This is David talking. O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not slide. David was telling the Lord here to judge him. And now he had walked in his integrity and have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not slide. Amen. He was saying that I have not slipped away from you in sin. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reign and my heart. For thy loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. Amen. We want to walk in the truth of the Lord. Whatever he said, amen, it's not too hard for us to do. Amen. Because we know that's a reward for us. When we walk in the uprightness of who God is, God has a blessing for us. And we want to always walk in integrity, amen, being true to God. David was not claiming to be a sinless, but he was, what he was really saying, that he was, it's impossible for us to say that we won't never sin. But you know, thank God for his love and his care for us. He leave a place for us to repent. We can always come back and say, Lord, forgive me. And God is always willing to forgive us. He has an order against us when we go on thinking we can do things, say anything or do anything, and just hurt people and go do what we want to do sinfully and think that we still all right with God. No, we're not. Amen. We have to make it right with God. So God is always giving us another opportunity, but you know what? If you really want to please God, you're not going to continue to sin. Because you know what? When you sin and do wrong, you know, your heart is broken because you know that you're losing your relationship with God. So, you know, quickly, the Bible tells us to repent quickly. When you know you've done something and you're aware of it, ask God to forgive you there. Don't let it linger. But say, Lord, forgive me and be sorry about it. Don't just say words that don't come from the heart. But when we repent of our sin, God will forgive us and cleanse us and from all unrighteousness and present us faultless before him. And we're going to bless him at all times. Father, Lord, in your name, Jesus, we thank you, God, for blessing us, God, to know you, God, in the name and the part of our sin. And, Lord, in the name, we're working on ourselves every day, God, in the name of Jesus. We want, oh, God, to be who you called us to be, Lord God, your holy people, living a life that's pleasing in your sight. And, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we want you to get the glory out of our life. Oh, God, I don't want to be my own. I've been bought with a price. You paid the price. You made us who we are in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name, let us walk, Lord God, as children of God, loving you and loving people, God. That is the commandment that you've given us, God. And, Lord, thank you for the children today, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, oh, blessing them, Lord God, to come, Lord God, and exercise them in the things, Lord God, that will build them and make them, Lord, in the name of great children for you, God. And bless, Lord God, my sister, that she have the love, the time, and the patience to work with them, God. Somebody got to do it, God. And, Lord, we thank you for everyone on the line today, everyone that contribute to this service, God. In the name, let them be blessed. In your name I pray. Jesus is our helper. Jesus is our keeper. Amen. And he is our strength to do whatever we do for him. He's going to help us to do it. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
Yes, God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Mother. Amen, amen, amen. We thank you, we thank you. Amen, amen. Amen, thank you, thank you. Just can't thank the Lord enough. Amen, amen. Okay, is there anyone else that would like to make a presentation at this time? Is there anyone else that would like to make a presentation at this time? You may come forward. Amen, amen, amen. So truly we just thank God. Amen, amen. I don't want to overlook anyone. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. We just want to, I'm so sorry that we don't have any children that didn't come for today. But I don't feel so bad because they can't make everything. And just like I always say, it depends on their parents. Amen?
Yes, it does. That's right.
children cannot do anything except their parents. They encourages them to be a part of. Amen. So we just thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Amen. 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 So we just ask the Lord to amen to bless. Amen. Each and every one that who has come today to make this just show about Reach Ministries. Amen. What has taken place on today. Amen. And we're just so grateful. So grateful. So very grateful. Amen. Because I mean, you know, we didn't have to. We didn't have to. Amen. But you did. Amen. And so we are so grateful. Amen. Amen. And I just want to, since we don't have any children on here today, amen, since we don't have children, because our focus is to train the children, amen, train the children, and at the same time, we want to encourage the elderly, amen, encourage the elderly. Amen. So we want the elderly to be encouraged today. Amen. 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 I found an article here. I would just like to read it. And when I read this, and I thought it was so befitting. Amen. For all of us as seniors, and it says that as seniors age, they have the opportunity to enjoy the golden years of retirement, create wonderful memories, but with age also comes pain, the pain of illness, the grief of losing loved ones, and other hardships that may even challenge seniors' faith and belief system during difficult times. Just show up outreach ministry. Amen. This is what we want to do today. Amen. Amen. We want to encourage, amen, encourage you. Amen. People of all ages, to seek comfort in the Lord through prayer. Amen. 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 Going out to services and reading the scriptures and, amen, and finding strength, amen, and inspiration that they need to get through the lonely days and lonely nights. Amen. 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 We found some scriptures here that said Psalms 46:1-3 says, our God is our refuge and strength, and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. And it said this verse can be a powerful reminder that God is always there for those in need. Yeah, we need to be reminded sometimes. And that God, amen, he's always for those in need. And he does not want his children to live in fear, particularly in troubled times. Amen. Isaiah 3 and 4 say that those of steadfast mind you keep in peace because they trust in you. Trust, Lord, forever. For in the Lord God you have an everlasting rock. An everlasting rock. And it says this is an important scripture for those that are starting to lose faith or feel disconnected from the Lord during difficult times. Amen. I heard a lady speaking, and she was saying that sometimes she feels so disconnected. Amen, amen, amen. Well, that's not uncommon. Amen. Those that begin to act quietly, may find comfort and strength in believing what the Lord has placed, even during times that they may test our faith, Senior's faith, trusting in the Lord and seeing him as an everlasting rock, a solid and never-ending source of strength, may help us seek solace in him during hard times. Amen. God is good. Those that are experiencing illness or pain, such as I am, in their aging process, may find strength in the fact, even in old age, God is there. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Isaiah 46. Says, and I will still be carrying you. I will still be carrying you to safety. Amen, amen. I will still, I said that wrong. I will still carry you. I made you, and I will carry you to safety. Those that may be feeling sad or alone as they age can remember that God is with him and throughout life, earth, and beyond. Amen. Seniors should find encouragement in the fact that God has promised to bring them to safety. Amen, amen. The Bible also reminds seniors that even in difficult times, when they are stumbling, God will not let them fall. Those that feel they are faltering need only to reach out to God for strength. Psalms 37:24 states, though he stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Amen. Amen, amen. Amen. So if seniors are weak or struggling with hardship, so all we have to do is reach out. Reach out to God. Reach out to loved ones. Reach out to neighbors and friends for comfort and strength. We need to continue. Amen, amen. It's important to remember that even when times hard, God is still there. Amen. Isn't that amazing to know that God is still there? He promised never to leave us, never to forsake us. Amen. That's the kind of God we serve. Amen, amen. We serve that kind of God. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Father God, we are calling on you, Father God. Oh, Father God, we are calling on you, Father God, amen. Oh, yes, we are calling on you, Father God, to intervene in whatever is happening, oh God, in our lives, oh Father God, in the lives of those, oh God, across the world, oh God. Oh God, we ask that you just intervene, Father God. Intervene, just step in, Father God. Help my shot. Now you said, Father God, we call on you. You are very present here in the time of need, oh Father God. Oh God, we ask that you just intervene, oh Father God. Have your way, Father God. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you. Hallelujah. We realize that if it had not been for you on our side, oh God, we don't know where we would be, oh Father God, but we realize that it's you and you alone, oh Father God, that is carrying us, oh Father, and that is keeping us, oh Father God. It is your mercies, oh God. Oh God, oh Father, that we are not consumed, Father God. It's you, God. Oh, God, oh, God, continue to bless, oh, God, the elderly, oh, Father God. Oh, God, feed us, oh, God, with more and more wisdom, everyday wisdom. Oh, God, everyday wisdom, oh, God, to help someone along the way, to encourage the next generation, Father God. Oh, God, oh, God. Oh, God, that's what we are to do, to encourage the next generation, Father God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, give us the strength, oh, Father God, no matter what we're facing, oh, God, no matter what we're facing, oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God, maybe death, oh, God, maybe oppression, no matter what we're facing, oh, God, help us, oh, Father God.
oh God, to encourage, be encouragement to the next generation, oh Father God, that what you have done for others, oh Father God, you are still standing with your arms wide open, oh God. You are waiting, you are ready, and you are able, oh God, to come to the aid, oh Father God. If we would just call up on you, God, in the name of Jesus, dear God. We ask that you look, oh Father God, across the nation, Father God. Don't forget about Israel and Jerusalem, oh God. We pray, oh Father God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, that they would be alert. Of course, would be strict, oh Father God. And, oh God, in oh God, according to your word, Father God. If my people, oh God, Israel, oh God, is your God. Oh God, oh Father God. Oh God, and you, if they would just for themselves, your faith, oh God. Turn, oh Father God, oh God, oh Father God. You said, oh God, in the name of God. Oh God, oh God. Take them, oh God. Oh, come into the of the truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father God, in the name of Father God, let them realize, God, that all of this suffering is, oh God, is because of their own, oh God, disbelief, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, oh, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we just thank you that you would continue, oh Father God. Oh God, you're blessed throughout all over the world, oh Father God, all over the world, Father God. Oh God, oh Father God, this situation, oh Father God, in Ukraine, oh Father God, child, all over the world, oh Father God. Whatever the outcome, oh God, you God, we pray, oh God, that your will be done, oh God. Oh God, as we, oh God, pray collectively, oh Father God, and we pray cooperatively, oh God, that, oh God, that you, oh God, we just intervene, oh Father God, in our children's lives, God. Cover our little children, oh Father God. I was so disturbed a couple of days ago when I found out, oh God, this young couple that I went to church with and watched them raise their children up in the fear and admonition of the Lord, that one of the little boys, oh Father God, is in jail for murder, oh God, murder and robbery. Oh, God, this, oh, it just hurt me to my soul to know how this mother and father laid before you trying to raise up in the Father God. And, went through, oh, Father God. Oh, God, it's a hard thing, oh, Father God. And we don't know. We just don't know the outcome of what our children will do. That's why we have to pray for one another's children. We have to just pray. Oh, God, oh, Father God, and lift up each one. Just can't say we're alive. I've heard here say whatever it was because of the mother and father's fault. But not so. I know so many people have raised their children up, oh, trying to put the fear of the Lord in them, doing the best they could, and they still wind up doing that, yielding to the enemy. Yielding to the enemy, that's what happens. Yielding to the enemy. Amen, amen. Getting involved with peer pressures and disadvantages. So continue to pray for our children. Pray for them, oh God. We just pray for them. And Father, like I said, continue to intervene, oh Father God. And we'll give you glory, honor, and praise, God. Amen. And we just thank you in Jesus' name. Okay, we'll be back. Amen. Saturday, Sunday. Lord bless. Amen. I want to thank you all and love you all. And may God bless you because this service cannot be what it was or is without you on this evening. Amen. Amen. Each and every one, love on one another. And be back next Saturday if you want to hear Minister George, Minister Vivian. She'll be on tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock at this same number, Minister Janice. Friday at same. Amen. May God be with you until we meet again in Jesus' name. And the church said amen.
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 Good night. Love you
good
all.
Night.
Yes, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.